Chapter 9. Elizabeth and Robert sat in their beautiful garden to talk. Elizabeth was still nursing her aching head. Holding her bag to her head, she said, "What's happened to our life, Robert?" "My honest opinion," he answered, "I think it got more interesting." All the children except Marina had snuck out of the house and were hiding in the bushes. They could hear Robert and Elizabeth talking. Elizabeth exhaled. "I can't handle it. Tomorrow's our Thanksgiving dinner, and our friends will be here. We can't have those people in our house with that pig. We'll be the laughingstock of the town." I could see the children were hurt. Robert was hurt also and said, "Is that how you really feel?" Elizabeth looked at him cold and said sharply, "Yes." Robert furrowed his brow. He could not believe what she was saying. He probed, "You want me to throw my family out on Thanksgiving? Are you listening to yourself?" The kids were crushed. Cove's little lip was quivering. "Now we really are homeless." Elizabeth straightened herself up and continued, "They're hardly family. They're nothing like us." Robert was angry. "We should be thankful they aren't like us." The children made their way back to the house and told their parents what they heard. Bob Jr. and Rose were heartbroken for the children, and down deep in his heart, Bob Jr. was sick for himself. I'm sure he wondered if he was going to lose Robert after he was so happy to find him. He had a hard time believing what he was hearing and asked, "That's what they said?" Kids nodded their heads, yes. Cove, their self-designated spokesperson, said, "Daddy, we ain't gonna have no Christmas. We got no home, and they don't want us here." River sniffled and said, "I don't like California. People here are mean. Can't we go home?" Cove agreed and pleaded, "Daddy, please can't we go home? I don't care if I have to sleep under a blanket of snow on a bed of burned-up ashes. I don't want to be where I ain't wanted. How could you bring us here?" Cove cried as she held on to her daddy. Now the rest of the children were crying. Bob Jr. and Rose tried to calm them down. "Don't you worry. I'm going to take care of everything. First, I got to get the bus running. Cutter and Finn, let's get back to it. The rest of you children stay in here with your mama. And please try to stay out of trouble." In the kitchen, Robert was finishing talking to the maids. "So you understand what to do?" The maids nodded yes. As Robert left the kitchen, he saw Bob Jr. coming down the stairs. Bob Jr. averted his eyes. Robert called to him, "Bob, just the person I wanted to talk to." Bob Jr.'s look was harsh. He was not in the mood to talk. He answered him tersely, "We'll be out of your hair just as soon as we can." "What? Bob, let's take a walk. We really need to talk." Bob Jr. looked at the boys, who were pleading with their eyes for their father to go. "Boys, you clean up the tools and put them away. We'll get on it first thing tomorrow morning." Cutter and Finn answered in their best southern manners, "Yes, sir." Robert smiled and then repeated what the boys had just said. "Yes, sir. I always love southern manners. I miss it. Let's walk over to the park." The men made their way to the park that had now been turned into a Christmas tree lot. It was beautifully decorated. The men slowly walked and talked through the lot. Robert took a deep breath to smell the fresh pine. "I love the smell of Christmas. It reminds me of when I was a little boy back at home in Tennessee." Bob Jr. kicked a few twigs and said, "I wish I was home in Tennessee with my family. We aren't feeling too welcome here." "I hope you know that I don't feel that way," Robert said, as he pointed past the Christmas tree lot. "Look, they're setting up the ice skating rink. They'll have a heck of a time keeping it frozen here in California." Bob Jr. gave a little laugh. "I can imagine. I'm thinking that maybe coming here was a bad idea." Robert put his head down and said sadly, "Please don't say that, Bob. Don't even think it. You've opened a whole new world to me. Having a family was something I had wanted but never got. I had buried that wish deep in my heart." Robert looked at Bob Jr. only way that a father could look at his son and said, "I'm thrilled you found me. I got a little more than I could wish for, but..." Bob Jr. interrupted, "I'm sure that's how Elizabeth feels." Bob shook his head. She has a lot of deep issues. She's overwhelmed. Robert hesitated for a moment to gather his thoughts. Bob, there's something you should know about Elizabeth and about me. A long time ago, during the Christmas season, we were in a terrible car accident. Elizabeth was pregnant, and because of the accident, we lost our baby. To make matters worse, at Christmas time, when she was a young girl, both of her parents died in a car accident. It was too much of a loss for her. Elizabeth never wanted to celebrate Christmas or have children after she lost our baby. I wanted to give her time, so I didn't push her, but, well, the years passed and nothing changed. There has been no Christmas in our house ever since. I keep thinking that someday she would come around, but she never did. I guess I got used to her not having Christmas until now. Bob Jr. was moved as he understood Elizabeth a little better. He thought for a moment and said, "That's terrible. I don't know what I'd do if we lost one of ours, even the ornery ones." Robert continued, "We've lived a very quiet and some might say superficial life. But Bob, as chaotic as it has been since you all got here, it's been wonderful. You brought life to our home and you've changed my life." Bob Jr. asks, "And to Elizabeth?" Robert pondered for a moment, then answered, "I think her learning to love again is attached with her fear of losing that love. Just give her some time. She's not a bad person."